What? What was that all about?
Vic's trying to get fixed with me without you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm trying to put it in, like, he's turning on.
He's turning on?
Okay. Look at you being proactive.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kind of shit I do like? Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is
hard.
Huh?
It's hard?
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like... It kept turning on when I wasn't. I can't get it to do more.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Okay.
So this is free. Whoa, that's really slippery. Okay. We're done with that. You get it in?
Yeah.
Okay. You did.
The shirt's on backwards.
Is it?
Yeah, it's choking the fuck.
Way too much lube. This kid will be slippery as fuck. And yeah, do that.
I'm probably gonna have to rewatch you. Let's put something else on.
Okay. Just play it and then we'll put on another episode or something. Or like, yeah.
I'll play something I've already seen.
Okay.
So that it doesn't like.
Okay.
Can we also talk about the fact that I came here today and Lauren purposely left my mattress out in the backyard?
See, this is why I can't be replaced.
So I'm now
sleeping
like
in her
bed.
And something. There's a reason.
These are cheers to Amanda being here.
Yeah.
Amanda, I love you.
Cheers.
Literally, best time of our lives right now.
Love you.
I swear to God, you probably. No, I'm welcome. I tried warning you. Sorry. I met Brynell on a past trip to LA, and, you know, I really like her. I think she's a sweet girl. We're sort of getting to know each other and exploring what's going on and how we vibe together.
Yes, there she is.
100% of it's a dream, you know.
Why?
Why are you so concerned about what I'm eating?
Because we've been eating all day.
Ooh, it's really cold out. Yeah, please.
I don't want to say any bad things about Brinell, but I've heard a lot of things about her getting too intense on girls, having too high of expectations, and I don't want Amanda to get caught up in that mess.
Really? No.
Because you're not around a lot, you don't drive down here a lot. What's a girl to do? I recently moved to Long Beach, and Jay lives in Hollywood, so I just see him a lot less now.
Why is that so
expensive? Because that's all I care about. My mom even goes, well, are you guys going to have sex? And I was like, I hope so. I guess sometimes he gets tired, Mom, and he just wants to, like, lay there and have me rub his head. I'm not used to it. I'm like, it's been years since I had this kind of dick. So here's what I need from the new boyfriend down. We have great sex. We just have really good chemistry, and I enjoy having sex with him. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not overanalyzing it. It's just fun, and I love him, and it feels good. And it's different. I mean, it's different to be with a man. It's different to be with a woman. Both are good. They're just different.
Half an hour ago from Kiyomi's phone.
No, you didn't. no missed calls. Check your voicemail.
Okay, I believe you.
I did. I missed you. And then I emailed you right after.
Okay, forgiven.
That was easy.
I miss you. Like crazy. It's only been 2 days.
This is why I tell you to wash it.
I know.
Every time we're doing
I think
music,
that with Donna and I are married, the
see?
Expectation was
and you'd be looking
we always
at me like,
take each other into consideration
it?
Whatever decision that we make.
We use
and all
it.
Of a sudden,
yeah, you don't
I went
wash it
from
until after.
This distinct direction of us talking about sperm banks and having children and when are we going to do that to I'm going to be away. I'm not going to be in her life every day. If this, you know, if I stay with Hunter Valentine and we're touring all the time.
I want you to describe. I want to describe.
And if not tonight, definitely tomorrow. Tonight's kind of screwed up.
We're like really late. We're supposed to get up at 9 and drive, but Naomi was really plastered last night.
Yeah, that's not cool.
We're leaving. We're walking out the door.
Alright, well, I gotta run.
I love you.
A little bit later than we thought or anticipated, so we're having a hard time getting it together in the morning.
Where did that coffee go?
I don't like shaving. Everything is caught in it.
No, that will make me barf now.
Okay, we gotta redo this.
It says, Rachel, the one with the short blonde hair. Phone number in DC when you are. Smiley face.
Rachel, bye!
Making where I'm living like feel me, so we're redoing the house and I'm like fully nesting. How are we starting? I knew Amanda was gonna come in here and want to change a bunch of stuff in the house. That's her personality, but it's just the greatest feeling finally having her in town and getting our lives kind of set up together.
I would honestly rather drink than do this right now.
Well, I got outfits, okay. Hates the fact that this is the first time the two of us have ever A, lived in a house together, and B, been single at the same time, and already I'm getting into something or not getting into something, I don't really know, but she doesn't like it.
Alright, hold on, let me just do
tension building between the two of them. Lauren is very bad at hiding her feelings, and Brittenell is very vocal about her feelings. So between the two of them, it's sort of like this passive-aggressive meets aggressive. And it's funny. I mean, in a weird way, I feel like I'm being, like, fought over.
What is with this handle, though, honestly? Like, if you're getting into the house and you're really drunk, you can just hold on. We're going to ignore.
The last people that lived here were old.
Yeah, so, wow, way to be a downer. Like, wait a minute. Hey, what's up with those pants my grandma gave to me before she died?
Just explain the handle.
Oh,
not being a downer.
Huh?
Not being a downer.
What?
I think your necklace is backwards. Or is it not? For some reason, when I saw it earlier, it looked different.
You got something to say about it? On point for that.
surprise. Like, you know, I'm already hard the first night and woke up late. I get ragged on all the time for being late. I feel a couple minutes late to practice, but if you're gonna give me a really hard time all the time, you can't be the one drunk and hungover and showing up late for shows. I guess we were like an hour late, which is not normal for us, but shit happens.
Alright, y'all, stop. We're good?
Yeah, never mind.
Over here.
You guys gotta go in.
We have like 10 minutes to do this.
Okay?
Not even. You're up.
It's in there.
Zeth does. There's like six people in there.
Milestone is this dirty house, it's this divey place, but it's the mecca of rock venues. Sonic Youth played there, Nirvana played there, like everybody who's toured the East Coast has probably come through there at some point.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're so quiet.
It's very frustrating because we're running late and there are only 10 people that come out.
I'm gonna be really honest with you, we're severely hungover. Can we have some shots of Jameson on the stage? Is that possible?
How many?
Four.
Double?
Mm-mm. Oh, we always like coming to Charlotte because it cures our hangover. Yeah. With another one.
We're running out of them. My mentality for playing live is to play every show the same way. So if you're playing to 3,000 people, you should be playing the same way that you do for that as you would play for like 30 people or 3 people. So we really try to stay focused and not let the size of the crowd affect our performance. Sounds like it's working out just fine. Then I noticed that Summer is kind of like bending down on the floor, and I realized that she's not playing. That basically wasn't coming together.
You have an extra adapter to
what the fuck? Are you are you serious? Her equipment was obviously not working. I don't feel like as a performer you should draw more attention to that because it's distracting.
Wow. Give it up for the band! No fucking idea what's going on.
Out with Jay and his friends.
Wait, look, they're gonna play at the same time.
The
the nice thing about going out with straight couples is that not every single person dated or fucked your girlfriend. You actually get to meet people in other couples that haven't been incestual within the community.
I didn't think that me and Jay would make beautiful kids. He is somebody that I would like to have a life with. I mean, we're not getting any younger. Alright, we're gonna go home and fuck, so.
Not the child, Rebecca.
We're trying to get a child, that's why you have to go home.
We're not trying to get a child.
We are together as one trying.
No, we're not. I wasn't aware.
So it's a solo.
Well, you know,
Oh, shit, let me show my alarm.